This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday. You know, today I'm going to try and keep this kind of brief, but I'm going to give you some really big picture thoughts that you need to ponder. I've been talking for years about the fact that this president and the people that he has put into key positions in his cabinet via his czars, running the agencies, in the military now. I've had articles, I've had shows. You know, he has constructed a shadow government of like-minded progressives. And progressives are a small minority in this country. Maybe 10%, maybe 15%. And then, of course, you have liberals. Well-meaning leftists. Progressives are communists. Understand that. They are communists. And they have a deep and abiding hatred of America. They consider her a colonial power. Read his books. And they despise what they consider to be colonialism. People laughed at first. Particularly when he first got elected, and they poo-pooed it during the second election. But now things are coming to light, things you can't ignore. And you have a lawless government, a government that picks and chooses what laws it will enforce, who it will enforce against, what it will and will not investigate, despite lying about investigations underway. You know, there was at the hearings over the last week. it's really unbelievable. Number one, the Justice Department, who's supposedly investigating the IRS matter, which is a big deal, folks. This is your First Amendment rights. This is your political right. This is your right to say, vote for, and support policies and people you believe in. It's kind of the fundamental precept of a representative republic, don't you think? They have never talked to the IRS. The FBI has never talked to the IT department on all these lost emails, which, by the way, now extends not only to the EPA. Yes, they've had computers crash during a congressional investigation on their overreach. Now it extends to the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, where Lois Lerner used to work. In fact, her protege, a gal by the name of April, was her link. And April's computers have now crashed. And she can't find any of her emails, either between she and Lois and others at the IRS during the IRS scandal, or prior to that, when it is now coming to light that Lois Lerner was breaking laws and following a political agenda at the Federal Election Commission, where she was employed previous to the IRS. You know, this is not coincidence, right? There are no coincidences, and this is far more than lack of coincidence. Let's take the Middle East. Has Barack Obama or anybody in his administration done anything whatsoever, other than some lip service and not much of that, about the rise of the Islamic State? About the fracturing of Iraq? How about Israel? Oh yeah, you know, for political consumption to get the Jewish vote, and because most Americans, not all, support Israel. You know, we have their back, we have this, we have that, they don't have to worry. You know, Israel knows better. Anybody with a brain knows better. Kerry is beating them up to pull back from Gaza after getting hit by 1,500 rockets from that territory Obama's twisting arms behind the scenes. And of course, that's all linked in with Iran. I told you 6 months ago when that deal was done, the Iran-U.S. treaty, if you want to call it that, and the relaxation of sanctions against Iran was nonsense. To this day, the administration has not released a signed copy of the agreement. Iran has continued to produce enriched uranium. Their president wrote a book just 9 years ago about how to befuddle the West, delay negotiations, gain more strength in their nuclear program, and the fact that you don't need 20% enriched uranium to have a bomb. You just need lots of 3% enriched uranium, which in a matter of weeks can be brought up to the 20% grade for nuclear weapons, which is exactly what Iran has negotiated for. And new centrifuges, more enrichment. And feckless Kerry is over there carrying the water for diabolical Obama. And poor Israel is sitting there not even getting support for limited operations in a very limited geographic area after huge provocation to eliminate a threat to its populace. What is the first and primary role of a government? The security of its people. And the safeguarding of its freedoms, if a democracy or a representative republic. Now, if you were in Israel, and you saw the lack of support for this limited defensive operation, let's think big picture. Let's step back from all the crap on TV and the talking heads, etc., and think down the road. If you're Israel, and you have vowed there will never be another Holocaust, and I think you can count on that vow, and you're faced with possible annihilation of your country, which is tiny. I mean, three nuclear weapons takes care of Israel. Maybe one, if the wind was right. And Iran is not curtailed, and it's not going to be, by this administration. And you see an America that won't even, under Barack Obama and his progressive, insidious minions, support you in relative terms, a pretty minor operation. What are you going to do when negotiations break down with Iran? By the way, you're a nuclear state. You have nuclear weapons. Is it going to be a them or us mentality? I think you can almost count on it. There's far bigger implications to Gaza, what's happening there between Israel and Hamas, and the lack of support the United States is showing, plus the behind-the-scenes arm-twisting, than appears on the surface. What this is really setting up as weakness always does is a much bigger conflict in the future. I've said it for almost 2 years. If you've been listening that long, you can go back in the archives, listen to the shows. Israel is going to be forced, because of Barack Obama and his policies, to use nuclear weapons against the nuclear installations in Iran, which, due to the delays of Barack Obama, and I might add, prior to him, the Bush administration, are now in hardened facilities that conventional weapons either can't or can touch only with great difficulty. So think about that on the horizon. And Israel will do it. Make no mistake. And they don't have a choice, given this administration and the timing of Iran's nuclear development, which many experts feel are just months away. Think about it. Now, when you're thinking about that point, let's look at a bigger point, the border. I've been screaming and yelling about this for years, particularly in the last 3 months, and all of a sudden, all the mainstream media is going, "Oh my God, this open border. There's OTMs, other than Mexicans coming across. There's Pakistanis and Afghans and Iranians and all sorts of people being apprehended down there when the Border Patrol is busy changing diapers." We have a security problem. Really? Gee, that light bulb is just blinking, folks. Yeah, we have a huge security problem. I mentioned in the last two shows that the Islamic State, which suddenly has kind of dropped off the news map and dropped off the administration's map, or been replaced by fundraisers. These people have said what they're going to do. I mean, don't doubt their resolve to hurt America and Israel and anything that is non-Sharia, non-Islamic, or anti-caliphate. So they have their hands on 88 pounds of enriched uranium. Listen to my show from last week and the week before that they got from the laboratories at Mosul University. And combined with a little bit of dynamite, set off in a backpack in a major city, could wreak havoc. Not only from the blast, but more importantly, from the fallout from partially enriched uranium. It's called a dirty bomb. And then, of course, you have North Korea and Iran, both developing intercontinental ballistic missiles. North Korea for some years now. In fact, if you go back into the news and into my radio shows, about 6 to 8 months, this dropped off the radar screen too. They have a missile which is capable of reaching the West Coast. Maybe not with great accuracy, but it really doesn't matter with a nuclear blast, does it? And Iran and North Korea are tighter than two peas in a pod, sharing technology. And that technology is not only nuclear weapon based, but it's also propulsion based, i.e., long range intercontinental ballistic missiles. Now, let's just employ some common sense. What would Iran or North Korea need long-range missiles for? I guess you could argue that North Korea would need them to defend themselves against China, but since China feeds them, I don't think that's the case. Or maybe against Japan, but Japan's no threat to North Korea. Certainly not against South Korea, because that blowback comes right back across the border. And South Korea can be hit with a missile that goes 100 miles, not 4,000. What does Iran need them for? Long-range ballistic missiles are not necessary for Iran to strike Israel, any other country in the Middle East, or for that matter, Europe. Iran can hit Europe with a intermediate range missile, some parts of Europe with a short range missile. And then you have the budding alliance between Russia and China, their $400 billion petro deal, and the increasing strength of the BRIC countries, which are dealing in currencies which are non-dollar denominational. So on a big picture here, you have the United States threatened domestically by one person who could sift across that border with a backpack with 10, 20 pounds of dynamite and a couple of pounds of enriched uranium, which the Islamic State now has, or with a device that is put together and sold by North Korea, or in the case of Iran, simply given to them. And then you have the threat of nation states like Iran and North Korea, and this budding alliance between China and Russia. And at the same time, we're cutting our military budget. Now, I don't know about you, but all this makes me nervous. It makes me worry. I promised you folks a show this week on survival stuff, prepper stuff. And I'm putting it off 1 week because I'm still gathering resources for you, some of which I have personal knowledge of, and others of which I'm researching to make sure they're good before I turn you on to them. But if you take all these things and you take this attack against our currency, and don't be guiled by the fact that the dollar strengthens from time to time. If you look at the long-term trend lines, and I have graphs in the articles I've posted under economy, etc. If you look at the long-term trend lines, the dollar is doing nothing but going down. And the dollar is being used less and less in global transactions. At the first of this month, and I mentioned on several radio shows, we had that H.R. 2847 bill go into effect. Many international banks will not deal with Americans now in dollars. Many international banks don't want to deal in dollars at all, since the United States Treasury has either stupidly or intentionally, under this president, imposed all sorts of paperwork and cost conditions on them to report dollar transactions or Americans dealing in dollars overseas. This is increasing the flight from the dollar and strengthening the BRIC countries and greatly strengthening China and Russia, who would like nothing better than to replace the dollar as the world's reserve currency, with dire consequences for us. Yet nothing's being done. In fact, every step you could take to hasten that process is being taken by this administration. So you have an attack on our currency, which is really our quality of life, our basic economic stability, our ability to print money. And not printing money would be a good thing, but our ability to print money to take care of our domestic needs, to get us out of a hole if we are in one, and obviously we're already in one. Look, you have a whole bunch of forces out there, and everything with the progressives, that is Barry, Harry, Nancy, and their minions, who now populate the highest positions of government in agencies, departments, the military. You have all these factors, and they're all coming together. And they've all been supported by Democrats. In many cases unanimously, in many cases unilaterally, and without reservation. The only reservations that you suddenly hear are 3 months before the next election, which is this November. You folks down in Colorado, Senator Udo, check out his voting record. He's been glued to this president since day one. He has supported this president since day one, as has your governor, Hickenlooper, the Looper, and that mispronunciation was on purpose, as have many of your state legislators who have run amok in your state. It's time to take your state back. And to all you folks who are listening around the country, remember that whatever a Democrat says now is exactly the opposite of what they have said and what they have done and how they have voted for the last 6 years. Many of the messes we find ourselves in, from Obamacare to a lackluster economic recovery to the highest unemployment participation rate, or lowest, excuse me, in 40 years, to international withdrawal and increased instability around the world, to the mess on the border, has been fully backed by these Democrats, including Udo and people like him, for the last 6 years and prior to that. Remember, the Democrats have controlled the Senate since 2006. We're going on almost 10 years of Democratic Senate control. You think you should be pulling the lever for somebody with a D in front of their name? The Democrats are not the Democrats of the past, folks. They've been taken over by extreme left-wing thinkers and power brokers. They are corrupt. They lie through their teeth. I don't need to recount all the lies that the president himself has spewed to you, looking earnestly into the camera. You know them. NRA, IRS, Fast and Furious, Obamacare, economy, you know, from one to the other. You know that Harry Reid has delayed 180 bills from the House, 40 of which are meant to spur job creation. You know what this president has done with the Keystone Pipeline, lied through his teeth, delayed, delayed, delayed. Is there any time in your memory that America needed to be, or that America needed to be more energy independent than now? Is there any time that America needed the economic muscle of full-fledged, outright, full-bore energy development and export? Yet coal is being attacked. Fracking is being attacked. Fossil fuels are under attack. And his crony gets tens of billions, hundreds of billions in failed BS contrived alternative energy projects in return for huge campaign contributions. The fact that this president, I'm not going to beat on this because the mainstream media has finally kind of woken up. The fact that this president spends more time fundraising, twice as much, by the way, as George Bush in his entire term, entire two terms, and that these fundraisers are never canceled or postponed. Not the fundraiser the day after Benghazi, not the fundraiser during the border crisis, not the fundraiser when this Malaysian airline was shot down, not the fundraiser when Israel is involved in fighting for its life. None of them. Because the progressives understand that unless they control the Senate, they cannot continue their unilateral dismantling of the United States economy, the United States military, the United States international prestige, and with it, world stability and promotion of their ideology, not to mention lining their pockets and the pockets of their friends with your tax money. And the priority of politics trumps the priority of the American people, their security, their economy, their state of mind and their health, and perhaps their lives. These people simply do not care about you. If that is not evident after they have attacked your health, after they have attacked your pocketbook, after they have undermined your security, after they have destabilized your borders, and after they have exposed us to increasing threats both economically and physically from abroad and within, then I don't think you're ever going to get it. Well, you might get it, but not in the sense of realizing it. Because, you know, whether you're Democrat or Republican, conservative or liberal, independent, libertarian, when the caca hits the fan, you're going to be affected like everybody else. It's really time for you to put on your American hat. Take off your Democratic hat, take off your Republican hat, take off the liberal hat, the conservative hat. I'm not going to say take off the progressive hat because they're incapable and they don't want to and they don't care. And start thinking about what's best for this country, not your self-interest, but what's best for the country, because what's best for the country is your self-interest. It is the self-interest of your children and your children's children. Doing the right thing will pay dividends. Maybe in terms of you keeping your life. Maybe in terms of you staying solvent and enjoying a higher quality of life. Certainly in terms of your freedoms. And absolutely in terms of the integrity of the representative republic of which you are a citizen. Now, next week, no BS, no more delay, although the research was well worth it, the extra week of research. I'm going to have for you a show which is dedicated to things you can do, shall we say, to heighten your chances of survival, to heighten your enjoyment of life, to safeguard your assets and properties, not only against the relentless attack, which is coming through Agenda 21 and all sorts of other insidious tentacles of government which are reaching out in all directions that I've talked about on many shows and as a guest on many other national shows, Coast to Coast, Republic National Radio, because this stuff is really important. We're going to talk about generators, and we're going to talk about food storage. We're going to talk about all sorts of little nits and nats you've never even thought of. I'm going to direct you back and have links up to some of the shows I've had with national experts on this subject years ago that are still extremely apropos and extremely instructional right now, and perhaps more important right now. We're going to talk about all that stuff next week. The last two shows, the show before this one and the show before that, the resolution show of July 4th, and this show have been the foundation of where I want to get to with you. And you better start motivating yourself for November, folks. Particularly you people down there in Colorado, swing state that it is now. I mean, you get another couple of years of your state legislator, you get another couple of years of Hickenlooper, you return Udo to the United States Senate, what a joke. And you might as well be, well, you might as well take the money out of your pocket and go burn it. you might as well recognize that your personal security and the security of your family will be cut in half or more. And you might as well kiss many of the freedoms you take for granted goodbye. Maybe not overnight, but in a slow erosional process, which the progressives love and which they term nudge. You just nudge things forward on many fronts, and eventually you'll make progress. Gee, maybe that's why they call themselves progressive. Everything that's happening now in the world. Some food for thought. Some cud to chew on. If I were you, some plans to make. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. We'll talk to you next Saturday.